Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for this morning, brought to you by Midsota Trailer Sales and Service. We are featuring Gail Donkers, a farmer from Faribault, getting ready to serve her second term as chair of the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council. She said that first year was a big learning experience.
Well, you know what? It's always a learning experience, and that's one thing that I like in life. I always like to learn and to grow and to change, you know, type of a thing. So it has been a little bit of a learning experience just to see, you know, how the year works. Like, I've been on the board, but I haven't been, like, as involved as what I have been this past year. So that all makes a difference, and, you know, I feel like I have a year under my belt, and I kind of know the ropes a little bit better. Like, I've always served on one of the action teams, but only one. And in the role of president, I get to participate in all six of the different action teams that we have. And it's been really fun to learn what's going on in those other action teams. Like, I see it at our meetings, but I don't get the full view of everything. So I get to see all the RFPs when they come in and see all the different things that we have the option to put soybean dollars towards for research, promotion, or education areas.
And was there a focus last year, Gail, would you say, on what projects were funded, or how do you guys look at that? Do you take it just kind of case by case, or do you just say, hey, we got these overall priorities, and this kind of checks the boxes?
Well, each different area of the six different areas has their kind of their own goals and that type of thing, so it's interesting to see what the focus is. And so research is, you know, where a lot of our dollars go towards. And they actually meet much more frequently than the other teams do, because they take in RFPs twice a year because there's so much change going on in the research area all the time. Being in the new uses area is super fun to see what different things are coming down the pipe and what opportunities that we do have to invest dollars into. And, you know, a lot of those things are a little bit more of a gamble than what other things are that we're investing in. And you kind of have to put on your production and thinking and critical uses type of hat, and make sure that we're spending those dollars as wisely as we possibly can. So in the past year, like, I would say a real focus for the council has been on the soy foam, which is a fire retardant. We've been doing a lot of promotion of that over the past year, and to share the really good facts about it, is that it comes from soybeans. How cool is that? You know, we're always talking about, you know, quote-unquote, moving the pile here in the United States rather than, you know, exporting it. So this is one way that we can do that. It also is a really great product. It's environmentally friendly. You don't have to do any cleanups after you use it in the environment or anything like that. It is really great for the firefighters that are utilizing it because there's no PFAS in it, and that makes it safer for those firefighters. And it, to me, that's a win-win, because we know in rural America that a lot of the firefighters are farmers, are working the lands and that type of thing. So why not make it more safe for them as well? So really a great product to utilize, and we've really tried to highlight that in Minnesota and across the state this past year.
And at the end of the day, for folks who wonder, I mean, you're using checkoff dollars. Your end number one goal never changes. You're just trying to bring more value to the soybean farmers.
Absolutely. Joey, you hit the nail on the head there. Our goal is to make soybeans more valuable to the farmer and for, you know, to reward them for planting soybeans. And, you know, it's a great way for those checkoff dollars to go to use, because in the end it's all about the farmers that are growing those soybeans. So why not do the best we can to promote the soybeans, find new uses for them, and to raise the price that's going, or add more dollars to the pocket of the farmer.
Can you talk about your other co-officers, too? They bring a lot to the table, too, there, Gail.
Oh, absolutely. So in the vice president's role, we have Ben Storm. Ben farms down by Eota and is a great, great, thoughtful board member, and brings a lot to the table as far as his education as well. Pat Sullivan is our secretary over in Redwood County. Pat runs a larger farm than a lot of us do, and he brings a lot of questions and thoughtfulness and production knowledge to the table, and shares other things that, you know, I'm not a soybean or a sugar beet farmer. Got to get that right. And, you know, I've learned a lot of different things from Pat about, you know, the sugar beet markets and those types of things, and what the sugar beets are doing So he brings a wealth of knowledge to the table in that area. And then our treasurer is Glenn Grove. Glenn farms way down in southeastern Minnesota, right along the Wisconsin border. And he brings a lot of great conversation to the board. And he is always questioning, you know, why are we doing this? What should we be doing better? And brings a lot of thoughtfulness to the treasury role, and has really taken on some challenges, and not so much challenges financially, but just challenges of, you know, where do we invest those dollars, and how do we do things the best that we possibly can. So I'm thrilled to be working with them again. I think we make a great board all together, and we all bring just a little different piece to the puzzle to promote soybeans.
You know, Gail, my final question, too, might be the most fun, I think. And I think it's going to be the most fun to listen to you answer, too. But I don't know if I've met someone as well-traveled as you, just different countries, other parts of the world. Have you seen any direct results of maybe some of this funding, some of these projects, and then see them implemented or see the results of something and what you've received back? Is there anything that really, you know, brings to the forefront of your mind on that, Gail?
Oh, absolutely. I'm glad you brought that up, Joe. So one of the things that I get to do is serve on the global marketing area for the United States Soybean Export Council. We call it USEC. When you're dealing with soybeans, there's a lot of alphabet soup that goes on, and we have a lot of acronyms there. So this program that I work with directly is a way that it started about 6 or 7 years ago, and they were looking for a way to enhance and sell more soybeans overseas. And what it does is it goes in, and we have, I think, six different areas. The sixth one is just starting, and it's going to be in China. And it's an education program where we train in six different areas, basically pork, dairy, aquaculture, I don't know if I can name them all, actual food grade, procurement of soybeans and how to utilize them into food products, and then an elevator, like a feed mill type of a situation where people learn how to run feed mills. And what it does, for the most part, it's an online course. It started originally as a, you know, in-person type of an educational type thing. And then, of course, COVID hit and everything shifted. But it also made things a lot cheaper to educate with. So we've learned that we can educate people without having them in an actual classroom setting, and this way they can do it on their own time and that type of deal. And these courses teach people, you know, how to do things and how to utilize American soybeans in their products. And it has been revolutionary, really. It is probably one of the coolest programs I've ever seen. And we're using these in a lot of third world countries, so they don't have the education opportunities that we have here in the United States. Many of them don't go to school. They certainly don't have a college education. So this is one way for them to learn and to better themselves and to move up in their company as well. So we are hearing about people that are utilizing their certificates and bringing them to job interviews and bringing them into, you know, ask for a pay raise in their company and that type of deal. You know, a lot of the places are, you know, maybe a standard day's wage is $1.25. So if you can bump that up just a little bit, it makes a huge difference in their lives. So I have had the opportunity. Last year I was in Singapore, and I actually handed out certificates to the classes and got to participate in some of the classes as well. And, you know, it's almost tear-jerking how excited people are to receive their certificates and to shake the hands of the American farmers that made it available. And actually, I'm leaving on the 4th of July to go to Cairo, Egypt for a similar class. This one will be more in aquaculture, and AquaCon is actually going on over there. So I will have the opportunity to spend time with the classes as well and to learn what they're learning, and then also to hand out certificates at the end of the class. And a lot of these classes are, you know, we're actually educating them in multiple different languages. So they have interpreters there who are sharing, you know, the knowledge through many different languages. So it's really, really incredible to see. So by far my favorite program that we put dollars into, but it's really showing a reward on the other side where we're having people go ahead and these companies are purchasing American soybeans too.
Gail Donker is joining us. She is getting ready to serve. Yeah, just elected earlier in the week to serve her second term as chair of the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council. Always great to catch up with Gail Donkers of Faribault. Your report brought to you by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service, right off I-94 in Avon.